Hello.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Is this Mr. Wesley?
Speaking.
Okay. So are you speaking to the named person on the list, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50 and you're probably not going to vote, sir?
I'm going to vote.
Okay, so that's definitely or probably vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Okay, thank you. And in 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I vote for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden,
I'm a senior citizen.
Okay, great. So
I can't get nothing with Trump.
Okay.
Joe Biden, he helped a regular man.
Okay, sir. So just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I please ask your race?
I'm black.
African American, black African American, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and what is your age?
67.
67.
Well,
okay.
No, 68.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. All right. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
They classify Democrats as liberal. I guess I'm that.
So would that be somewhat liberal or very liberal?
I'm very liberal.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thinking about the direction the country is heading, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed, sir, or you don't know?
I'm not satisfied when the prices of inflation is going higher than the money that you get, because you can't get much.
Okay, so would that be dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
A little dissatisfied.
Okay. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each one, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue is for you to have them focus on. You say 10 if it's the most important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all, okay? The first one is making college more affordable. 0, 5, or 10?
10.
Okay. And the second one, lowering the cost of the healthcare and prescription drugs. 0, 5, or 10?
10.
Okay. Protecting voting rights and democracy. 0, 5, or 10?
10.
Okay. Banning tobacco products for adults. 0, 5, or 10?
0.
Okay. Improving K-12 education. 0, 5, or 10?
10.
Okay, give me one quick second here. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president? You strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel warm or cold. The first one is the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
50.
50. Okay, thank you, sir. The second one, Joe Biden.
50.
50. And the last one, sir, Democrats in Congress.
50.
50?
50.
Okay, thank you. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each one, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10,
how important that issue of the FDA to be focused on. You said 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. Okay, authorizing prescription medication.
10.
Okay, authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes, 0, 5, or 10?
10.
Okay, authorizing prescription medication?
10.
Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages, 0, 5, or 10?
5.
Okay. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition. 0, 5, or 10?
10.
Okay, thank you, sir. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I support.
So would that be a strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose, or you don't know?
I oppose. I guess that's about a 5.
So would that be somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Would that be much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm, or you don't know?
Somewhat more benefit.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are the other issues more important right now? Would it be should be a top priority, or other issues are more important right now?
A top priority.
Okay. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? The first one is harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through sensation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or the second one, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco product cost prohibitive, or you don't know. Which one would it be?
Prevention. Prevention. Education.
Okay, so it would be the first one for you?
Right.
Okay, now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say can come to
okay,
the past.
So how long is this going to be?
Okay, it's only going to be like minutes. It's only going to be like one more minute, so we're almost done, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'd like to read you some of these things some people say could come to the past if the federal government were to ban the menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, virtually all traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome, okay? The first one is the recreation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned.
Very concerned.
Okay. And loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibility in the legal regulate industry today. Would that be very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned, or you don't know?
Very concerned.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some policy officers and legal officials use tribal laws, such as marijuana possessions, to justify whether these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities, where we might get return from. Would that be do not agree, 0, someone agree, they strongly agree, or you don't know, sir?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, the second one, today's adult smokers, some disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when should instead be continuing to educate them in the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through sensation support and harm reduction. Would that be 0, 5, 10, or you don't know?
That'll be 10.
Okay, and the last one, sir. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it increases an underground black market that relies on the smuggling operation by cartels and organized crimes. These type of drugs trade are linked to terrorist organizations and make our community more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them, and it will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Would that be 0? Some do not agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree then?
I strongly agree.
Okay, sir. And lastly, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Strongly support, someone opposed, or you strongly opposed, or you don't know?
I strongly oppose young people smoking, doing all that. They can burn the house down, do all kind of dumb stuff. And
okay.
Plus, it causes itself lung cancer and all type of carcinogenic damage to their body. And they,
okay, and
there's a lot of damage that happens with smoking.
Do you support?
I don't have a lot of time.
Yeah. I only got like two more questions. Okay. Do you support or oppose the ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, someone opposed, or strongly opposed?
I oppose that. It's America. You do what you want to do. Kill yourself if you want.
Would
to.
That be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 in order to bring more benefit or more harm to your own community? Would that be much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
It's
or
harm.
You don't know?
It's harm.
Would that be somewhat or much more?
Much more harm.
Okay, and will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? Or would it have no impact on your decisions of who to vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing, or have no impact?
It'll have impact.
Would that be have no impact?
It'll have impact.
Okay. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? E-cigarettes or vapor products? Yes or no?
I don't mess with. No. I don't do that.
He now brand tobacco products, yes or no?
Yeah, I smoke Newports.
Beer?
Yes, I do.
Soda pop?
No, I don't drink soda.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
Budweiser beer, that's it.
I only have liquor, yes or no, or you don't know, or you refuse to answer the question.
No liquor. No liquor.
Okay. Cigarettes?
Yeah.
Coffee?
Nope.
smokeless tobacco such as deep or chew?
Nope.
And the last two, sir, wine? What about wine?
No. No.
Okay. And the last one, pipe tobacco?
No.
All right, sir. So switching gears here a little bit, the last questions are for certificate purposes only. Okay, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college, college graduate, or
some master? College. Some college.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay, separate. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes, no, or you refuse?
Nope.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income, or you refuse?
Low income.
Low income?
I am low income. I'm retired. I'm on fixed income.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Flight respondent?
Nope. You keep telling me this is going to come to an end, but it keeps going.
Yeah, how will you describe the area where you live in, sir? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Say that again.
How will you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural, or you refuse?
I guess it's urban, I guess.
Okay, do you identify as a member of LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Okay. This concludes the survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation and have a great day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yep.